All right. Welcome to this 30th day of November, the last day of November before we jump into all things Advent and Christmas. But I want to sit still in the spirit of Thanksgiving and gratitude and life and faith. We are wrapping up our community series, our community devos, but the principles are timeless. We pray you take those and actualize those in your life. Week 12, we got to discover how we could promote human rights and work to create a non-racist society, how we could share power and acknowledge the inescapable network of mutuality among the human family, and how we could practice resurrection in the here and now by never doubting that it is all about love in the end. Yes, church, it is always about love in the end. And so I want to share these words, this meditation for this Motivational Monday entitled A Hive of Endless Thanksgiving. You see, we are a church that is a hive, like a beehive of endless thanksgiving. Amen. Can I get an amen through the podcast? And each and every one who's gathered in community where all are blessed and fed can say, yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the endless thanksgiving that is found in you. And so I want you this week to take a moment and just consider the activity that buzzes around you in this place called grace and how it is that you have been built up as God's people through the work of the church. Each day, each moment, each ministry, each mission, each person, the hive generates life. It is God at work within us that makes that possible. God picking us up, God giving us faith, God growing perseverance, God making something of us for the sake of the world. Yes, for the sake of the world. It's beyond us. It's bigger than us. Lives are impacted. The world is changed because we existed. Can I get an amen through the screen? I hope so. I hope so. You see, Thanksgiving is a time of reflection. And I know you have those memories and how you live gratitude. I have those memories and how I live gratitude. Well, Thanksgiving is an extra special time in our home. You see, for the last 12 years, it seems there has always been an international ministry focus that has blessed us during that particular time. This year being COVID time, very different than normal. But several of those years were filled with travel to India to accompany our ministry partners in the outreach and compassion work of Titus and his family. In India, it was Feed the Hungry programs, AIDS relief nutrition, food packet distribution, sewing center graduation blessings and dedications, after school tutoring programs, worship and dance, time spent exploring the world religions and their holy sites, learning about Gandhi and the way of peace and nonviolence, and of course, shared inspiration while visiting one of those wonders of the world called the Taj Mahal. All of it blessed because of the shared time as God's family and friends. Well, another year I spent in Ethiopia, in South Sudan, dedicating the work of the ELCA and Reconciliation Lutheran Church and Medical Center. In 2015, yes, on Thanksgiving Day, the actual day of Thanksgiving, traveling home with our daughter, Jewel. We landed at Washington Dulles at 8 a.m., her papers stamped by U.S. Customs as a future U.S. citizen, and then landing in Denver to a joyous homecoming and first ever turkey dinner. Oh, the memories of this time of year are rich with so much life, so much transformation, so much blessing. And just a year ago, this Thanksgiving, after a banquet with our family, Susan and I flew to India to preside over the wedding of our Indian daughter, Marilyn. We watched her grow up, and now we got to participate in that joyous occasion of her life. What a precious and thank-filled time. You see, the hive called the church has always been the collaborative swarm that makes life possible. Well, I hold that very idea of the work of the church possible, even in the midst of worldly tensions that we can't quite figure out or get the puzzle pieces to even fit. Here recently, there was an article in the New York Times, and the title was Toxic. It's Oxford's Word of the Year. Can you believe that? Toxic, the Oxford's Word of the Year. We'll see what this year's word is. But when I hear that, while I understand the dynamics out of which that word could be chosen, I simply want to refuse to accept this as the core narrative out of which we live. Yes, it is part of our human experience. Yes, it seems that toxicity can infiltrate so many aspects of our lives, but there is so much more. I admit that I do not know how to live by the conditions and terms of a toxic world. We are made for so much more than that. But you see, I also get to participate in the work of the local church, where I see and know the stories of thanksgiving and generosity that are leading the ways of our life. The swarms of the disciples of Jesus are always seeking to make an impact and to take on the ills and the broken places of this world. The energy and spirit is there to do it. The compassion and faith to do it is alive and well in God's people. And when we see the heartbeat of God alive within the hives of the church, we celebrate that. We shout it from the mountaintops. We draw others into the blessed work of being the church. We catalyze one another and the entire body for blessing. One example at Grace is that the hungry are being fed and provided for. The systems of injustice that keep poor people poor and hungry are being addressed. The resources needed are being given. The network of partnerships are being continually knit together. Stories of transformation are being told, and others are being drawn into this good work. Little by little, day by day, person by person, the hive is nurtured, and lives are being changed. Toxic will get us nowhere. Toxic will get us nowhere. But a hive of endless thanksgiving, now that will generate life. So what will you and I dedicate our lives to in the season to come? Whatever you are rejoicing over, I rejoice with you. Whatever you are weeping over, I weep with you. May we be open to the story of life that God is writing with us, right here, right now, for the life of all. With deep gratitude for each of you out there on this podcast. Tremendous blessings. Love and life are yours. Good day.